Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
And hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we are playing a game that Ani and I discovered about 30 seconds ago.
Like, hey, what do you want to record tonight? Because we don't have a theme in mind. I don't know. Let's play a game. We both had a shit day.
Yeah, we've both had, like, really shitty days. So we just want to do something that just is not going to require a lot of, like, mental fortitude or energy. So we're going to play.
We found a game that's going to ask us a lot of personal questions.
About each other. So, like, okay. We're playing a game called Rank5.io. The premise of it is literally there is a prompt question, which in this case, like, what is Ani's love language? And then it gives you five answer choices and you have to order them in most accurate to, like, least accurate. And, like, we both answer and then it compares the answers to see, like, who is the most accurate. So.
And the fact that Misty knows my love language is so well.
Yeah, we played around just to figure out what we were doing. And then, like, I argued with Ani about her own answers and backed it up with evidence. So,
and she's not wrong.
To be fair, we did interpret the question two different ways. And it says, like, what is Ani's love language? I took it as, like, what of the language that she uses and, like, how she expresses love.
And I took it as what I want in a partner.
Yeah. So, like, we did it two different ways. Like, I think her answers that she gave for the way she interpreted it, 100% correct. However, the answers I gave, I will sit here and fucking argue.
I can't argue them, because they're right.
So, like, you know what? So, we're gonna do that. We've already gotten heated out of even just out of our test rounds.
It's gonna be fun.
We're gonna just be wild, guys. So just buckle up. And we'll see how this goes. So, all right.
So first question up next. It's all about Misty.
Okay.
Where would Misty most want to live? Australia, Venezuela, Thailand, Romania, New Zealand.
There's one of these I don't really know all that much about, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Okay. So where would I want to live most? My answers in order from the most to least likely were New Zealand, Thailand, Australia, Romania, and Venezuela from the answer choices that were provided. Ani's answers were New Zealand, Australia, Romania, Venezuela, and Thailand.
I didn't think Thailand would be that high on your list.
I think it's beautiful, and I've actually known people from Thailand. So I grew up with my best friend when I was little. She was from Thailand. And I think it's beautiful. Australia is further down the list because the spiders. I had it higher because I had it number two where you had it. And I'm just thinking to myself, spiders. They're so big. They jump at you. Spiders.
Everything in Australia wants to kill you, which was why I'm like, no, it's not Australia. New Zealand is where she would want to go first.
New Zealand
is going to try and kill you there.
Yeah, like New
Zealand.
It's
Hobbit world.
Cool. Yeah, it's Hobbit world. Like, I would definitely love to live in New Zealand. I will admit, I don't know a whole lot about Romania. So, like, that was on my lower end because I just didn't know whole lot about it one way or the other.
Eastern Europe, I'm happy with it, like, for myself, because also Dracula.
Fair. So I don't know much about, like, the economy of Romania and, like, all that. So I know more about the economies and, like, all that and, like, the social stuff about the other countries that were on the list. I don't about Romania. So, like, that one was just not quite at the end, but pretty close. So, all right, Ani.
Next round. It's about me. Which of these positions was your favorite with your latest partner?
This week's so weird. We went from love languages to where would you want to live to, like,
to your favorite with your latest partner.
To, like, different sex positions.
Is the game sentient? Because this is reminding me of how I cornered you at behind the cafe and just told you about my fucking night.
Okay, this is gonna be a shot in the dark. We have never.
I don't like any of these. Detail.
Yeah, honestly, Lotus with both sitting sounds so stupid. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that is a shot in the dark. I don't even know if I want to know this much about you, girl. Like, I love you, but no, I love you like that.
That's so fine.
Those are my answers. So,
let's see. None of it was right.
Standing was your number one?
Out of all of these, standing would feel the best. It
seems like the most effort.
But it would hit the right spot. Spooning, I have a big butt. It gets in the way.
I'm just thinking to myself, standing just seems like it would be the most difficult and uncomfortable. Like, it's just...
No, fucking Lotus sounds the most uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay, fair. Both sitting sounds... Look, I don't think I really got any of that correct, and I'm okay with that, so... I think I'm
fine. That's totally fine.
Like,
we can just go to the next one. This one didn't happen.
I got the spooning one correct, I think, and that was about...
Yeah, that's the only one you got, which is fine.
That's fine. So, which body part... I don't have a partner. It's like, which body part do you appreciate most about your latest partner? I don't have one.
Let's make it fictional then. What body part does Misty appreciate most in a partner?
Okay, that's valid.
In a partner. Wow.
So my answers were hair, thighs, collarbone, nose, and feet. And Ani's answers were thighs, hair, collarbone, nose, and feet. So she was pretty accurate. So it's good.
I was torn between the hair and the thighs. I'm like, you can't go wrong with thighs, but I also know hair is a good, big thing.
Oh, it's always so pretty. I know. I love good hair. Okay. Ani, which ones of these would be your biggest red flag for you in dating? Okay. Oh my god. The answers are, they're a coke addict, they stink like rancid butter, has someone else's names tattooed on their bodies, they hate all of your friends. They refuse to shave any hair below the neck. Okay.
Oh boy. This is rough, because they all just go on the right side.
they all just go on like the worst side. Okay.
The answers suck, but
which one of these would be your biggest red flag? Are you putting under thumbs up the one you would hate the most or the one you would
That's like the most accurate. Alright, let's see. Wow! Spot on!
Yeah, like it was pretty close. There was only like I think one that needed to be flipped or two. Being a coke addict was the worst one, okay? Yes. I did have they hate all of your friends as number two, but stinking like rancid butter is a valid number two.
I'm sorry, but if you smell, I cannot be around you.
I'm glad we both picked the same worst one, and that said there were a coke addict would be the worst one. Sorry, yeah, okay. So
I put having someone's name tattooed on them after that just because I know I get jealous. And that would bother the shit out of me.
I did think them hating, like, Aaron would piss you off more and be more of an absolute no for you. So that was why I put hate all of your friends as number two.
Them hating my friends, I could maybe deal with. But if you're not going to shave any of your fucking...
I think hating all of your friends would probably be, like, would be my number two at least. Just because, like... Why do you hate them? And if you hate them, they're probably going to hate you, and I'm just not dealing with that. So.
Yeah, we had that problem. I had that problem for a while. That was fun.
So, okay, Ani. Next up, you are kicking my ass so far. you knows you best. I was just like, why is it telling me the results of who knows me best and worst? They're both Ani, because there's only just the two of us in the game.
Where would Misty like to camp for a week?
Nowhere?
Misty does not do camping. Neither do I.
Misty does glamping.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a really good answer, though. I gotta admit, there's two of these I don't know. I will say there is a very distinct first option, but I under no circumstances expect you to get that, because there's really any reason for you to guess why I would want to visit that one the most.
That's fair. Okay. So you want to go to Zion National Park first, then Olympic, Yellowstone, Saguaro, and then Banff. Where
the hell I don't know what the last two are, so that's why they're the
last. Saguaro is in Arizona.
Okay. Zion is a dark sky park. And I've always wanted to visit a dark sky park because I really want to see, like, go to some place that's really, really dark and just see the most amount of stars.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's so popular.
That's why I've always wanted to go to a dark sky. There's a couple of them, like, in the United States. I think there's one here in Florida. There's the Big Ben in Texas and stuff like that. And Zion's one of the more popular ones. The Olympic National Park. Okay, let's go find Edward Cullen. I've been to Yellowstone. Yellowstone is very pretty. I've been to Yellowstone. But yeah, this is one of those ones that I just did not expect you to know the answers to, because me wanting to go to like a dark sky park is, I don't think, something we've ever discussed, but I've always wanted to go.
No, but it makes sense. And had I known that about Zion National Park, I would have done that.
That's fair. That's fair. So, okay. How would Ani rank these snacks? We've got nuts of some kind, trail mix, Cheetos, Doritos, salt and vinegar chips. Okay. Not well, is what I think the answer choices are. Okay, so my answer choices were nuts, Cheetos, trail mix, Doritos, and salt and vinegar chips. Your actual answers are Cheetos, Doritos, salt and vinegar chips, trail mix, and nuts of some kind. I did put nuts of some kind because we literally, like, I think in our last recording, we're talking about the nut snacks that you ate as a kid. So it's sort of,
yes,
like,
the Planters crisps. Nice. Oh man, I miss those so much.
And the cookies that had the filling.
Yeah, those were the crisps.
Yeah.
They're so good. But, you know, I will take hot Cheetos over anything any day. Or regular Cheetos.
Fair. So at the moment you have 1,000 points, I have 1,300 points. Neither of us is doing well, is what I'm hearing. So.
No. And which flavors does Misty like the most?
Mango, watermelon, chocolate, blueberry, and strawberry. Okay.
See, I don't know. If they gave me the obvious ones, I would have known. Like, matcha would be at the very top.
Fair.
I really don't know. Oh.
Not too bad. You put chocolate, strawberry, mango, watermelon, and blueberry, which is pretty close because my answers were chocolate, watermelon, mango, strawberry, and blueberry. So there was only like...
two wrong.
Yeah, there's only like two or three switched in there. So yeah, you did pretty good.
All right. Cool.
All right. If Ani was a raccoon. Okay. Oh, it gets weirder. If Ani was a raccoon, what preference would they have when dating a pigeon? Fuck. My answer choices are a pigeon with no previous love life, a pigeon with kids, a pigeon that looks like an Australian artist.
Austrian.
A pigeon that... an Austrian artist, yes, because that totally matters. A pigeon that believes in Christ, or a pigeon that can cook. Okay. We're going with the thumbs up, the one you would like the most, I'm assuming. Okay. An Austrian artist. It's just so fucking... how would a pigeon look like an Austrian artist? I don't fucking understand. Okay, it was pretty close though.
Oh damn, so, yeah.
So the actual answers are a pigeon with no love life, a pigeon that can cook, an Australian artist, a pigeon with kids, and a pigeon that believes in Christ. I was really close. The only ones I had is I had pigeon with kids last, and I had pigeon who believes in cook as the first one. So I was pretty close, but I just don't understand what an Australian artist is a pigeon. I just don't. So, you know, okay. Sure.
That's funny. It just got weirder and weirder.
Bizarre.
I like it. Next, about Misty. Let's see. How would Misty rank these instruments? Okay. Instruments. All right. Okay.
A fiddle, a harmonica, a harp, drums, and the violin. Good God. Okay. I did that one really fast. I didn't realize I had such strong opinions on musical instruments.
Here we go. Oh, well. Not that wrong. Damn.
You got it.
So Misty's answers are violin at the top, harp, yep, drums, fiddle, and harmonica. I chose harp as the first one because I'm just thinking of all the stuff that you listen to, all like those cozy cafe stuff, and I just, it's very, that's serene. True. I'm also thinking of fluffy when I think of a harp.
Yeah, that's fair too. But yeah, you got all but like the first two correct, and those were just switched. Yeah, that was really good.
My favorite food: pizza, hummus, ramen, chicken tandoori, or a burrito. Oh,
I don't think we've ever discussed hummus before, and I know we've never discussed chicken tandoori. Like, I think we've discussed this other stuff before, but I don't think we've
like ever. I really do like hummus. It's like I didn't like.
You're it not supposed to be telling me this.
No, I'm not saying it's a top, but like just to, because we never talked about it. I had a phase or like a part of a time in life where I just really didn't like hummus at all. I was so fucking sick of it. I'm just like, it's dry, it's nasty, like it tastes like shit. I don't want it. It's everywhere. And then I was without my own cultural food for a while, and I came back home and I'm like, oh my God, give me everything.
That's fair. Okay. They're so vague. But, you know, okay. Those are my assumptions.
Let's see what you should got.
I don't think I got any of them in the correct order.
No.
I wasn't expecting you to like ramen that much, I will say.
I really like ramen. Because I get it a lot when I'm with Aaron, so I'm just like, I'm coming to really enjoy it.
That's fair. So your actual order was ramen, pizza, hummus, burrito, and chicken tandoori. Yeah. So. Okay.
Next round. What would Misty rank these D&D classes?
Oh,
fuck me.
So the answer choices are Paladin, Warlock, Ranger, Sorcerer, and Cleric. And the funny thing is my favorite class isn't even on here.
I know. That would be Druid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is correct.
I'm throwing out my ass. Let's see what I get. So your answers are Ranger, Sorcerer, mm-hmm, Warlock, Cleric, Paladin. I wasn't that off.
Yeah, I chose weren't that off.
Ranger, because Jazara is one.
Yeah.
Sorcerer, Cleric, Paladin, and then Warlock.
Hey, you were pretty close. All things considered, you were really close.
I'm going to rank these video game characters. I read Freddy Fazbear and I just went, Teddy Bear!
So you're going to rank these video game characters. The answer choices are D.Va, Luigi, Mercy, Freddy Fazbear, and Tracer. Have you played all of these games?
I mean, Mario, yes, because I know who Luigi is. D.Va is from Overwatch.
Like, I think three of these are from Overwatch. Isn't D.Va, Mercy, and Tracer are all from Overwatch?
Tracer, yes. Freddy Fazbear? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Freddy Fazbear is definitely not. I think, isn't that from Five Nights at Freddy's?
Freddy's. Yes, yes.
And then
yes,
I think right. D.Va, Mercy, and Tracer are all from Overwatch. Have you played Overwatch?
Ah, very little, and then I realize I do not like it.
Valid enough, yeah.
It is not a game for me.
All right, that one was kind of a shot in the dark, especially because, like, we've never discussed Overwatch before, so. And it's very, I wish it wasn't three Overwatch characters.
I know, right? Okay. No, why did you think Freddy Fazbear would be one of my favorites?
Because you didn't care for Overwatch. So, and I'm just like, I'll just move him at the end. How would I rate these anime? Fairy Tail, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Free, Demon Slayer, or JoJo's Bizarre Adventure again? You really need to check their answer choices. Okay.
I forgot. Did you watch Free? I did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And we're just going to go like that. Oh, I was wrong. I thought Free would be one of your tops. Because it's just
did not service. Care for it. I loved Haikyuu. I did not care for Free. Out of all of these, my answers are Fairy Tail, Demon Slayer, Free, and then JoJo's Bizarre Adventures are the last two. Because I don't like JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. Somebody can fight me. The art style is terrible. Free was... I had come off of watching Haikyuu, and that was great. And then I went to watching Free, and I'm just like, I can't do this. I don't like them. I just didn't click with any of the main characters. Fairy Tail is really good. I think it's really good. It's not in like my top five anime or anything like that, but I did really like it. Demon Slayer, I've been watching recently. If we'd have done this like a couple weeks ago, I would have told you I've never seen it. But I've been watching it recently. Animation is beautiful. I like the sibling aspect of it because for once it's not a fucking like main character guy and a girl that it's a love interest. It's a sibling dynamic. So I do like it, but it's literally just every other shonen. Like it's every other action anime on the planet. Like it's just like, okay. Like it's good. It is not great. Like for the way people talk about it, I was expecting it to be like the next Naruto, the next Bleach, the next like One Piece or something like that. And it's just
not
every other shonen ever. So it's just like, cool. I will say there was a twist. I wasn't expecting there to be an evil Michael Jackson. So, but there is. So.
Rank the spice.
Okay. Shit. I've been spice shopping with you. Okay.
Right. Now, ranking it how? Is like how often I would use it or how much I, like which one I use the most?
We can qualify it however you would like. It could be which one you like the most or which one you think you use the most.
Because that's going to change answers.
Yeah.
We'll go with what I like the most.
Okay. I have to admit, that's just... okay. okay. Not terrible.
I rank the spices in order of rosemary, mint, basil, parsley, and thyme. Like, I love putting rosemary in all my food.
Okay.
Especially with salmon. If you're going to grill it or, like, cook a salmon in the oven, oh my god. I just get... It's so simple. Get the salmon. Cut some butter. Cut some lemons. Grab some rosemary. Stick it in the oven. Done.
See, you and my mom related. She loves salmon. She loves salmon. So, I mean, I got the last two correct. The other three were slightly out of order, but...
I mean, mint is also great because tea.
True. And mint ice cream.
Mint ice cream, yes. Mint chocolate chip.
Okay. You won with 7,900 points. It doesn't tell me how many points I had, and I wasn't looking at it, so like I don't know how many points I had. So, yeah. Okay. I mean, that wasn't terrible. We did better this round. We did better. All right. Let's try again.
Okay. Let's see if I can find more decks. And every time I say the word deck, I just keep thinking of how they say it in Australian, and it sounds like a dick.
I was thinking of Yu-Gi-Oh, so two very different, two very different mindsets in that one.
Oh, I missed it! Damn it! There was one deck that said cults. Fuck!
It'd be one like ranking the different types of Oreos, because like we know the answers to those. Oh, rank by. Attractiveness. Ryan Gosling, Grayson with a question mark. Ryan Reynolds, Gordon Ramsay, or Chris Pratt. Okay, you know what? We're going to do. Who's Grayson?
I don't know. He's last though, because I don't know who he is.
Let's make him Dick Grayson, who is Nightwing.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So there's a very distinct last answer on here, by the way. And I don't think it's going to be who you think it is.
I, okay. Wow. I kind of thought it would be, but I didn't put it.
So my answer choices were Dick Grayson, Ryan Reynolds, Chris Pratt, Gordon Ramsay, Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling is fucking last. I cannot stand fucking Ryan Gosling.
No Ken? No Ken for you?
No, I do not like Ryan Gosling whatsoever. So, I
really thought Chris Pratt would be at the bottom. I'm like, it's either Chris Pratt or it's Gosling.
That's fair. I don't particularly care for Chris Pratt. I don't find him attractive, really. But, like, I'm not, Dick Grayson is attractive. Ryan Reynolds, not bad. I don't think he's necessarily attractive, but it definitely goes downhill after. So.
Yeah. All right. Okay, what pet would I most like to have if money and space was not an issue?
What pet would you want to have? Like, this is the most Ani-coded question we've gotten, to be honest with you.
Space and money was not an issue.
I don't think I got any of them correct. But
you thought I'd walk straight up?
Straight up because it was the most, like, what I Ani, the way in which I can picture you on an elephant walking down like a main freeway is just so vivid. I can just totally picture you getting on a fucking elephant and just taking it for a fucking walk down a main road and just loving the fuck out of the chaos that would come from that.
Mom asked me to go to the grocery store and get like a thing of butter. What do I go with? Fucking elephant walking down the snare.
I think I only got two wrong. I got horse and elephant. Switched. So you had horse as number one. I had elephant. Like, I get monkey was just like, that wasn't a question. It's just like, yeah, Ani would want a fucking monkey.
I would love a fucking monkey. I'm just thinking
to myself, Ani, like, now if it had been Aaron, I would have put a horse first. But I'm like, Ani would want something just exotic and unique, and just so she could just get on top of it and just walk it down a road, and just nobody in LA would even be like surprised that there's a woman on an elephant walking down the road. It's just, yeah, no, that was,
can you imagine if I showed up to Aaron's house, no phone call, no text, no warning, just the whole like ground is fucking shaking as I get closer to her house.
I think it would surprise her for like 0.5 seconds, and then she'd be like, how did you get that? And then just, you wouldn't be surprised after that.
And I'd be like, come on the elephant.
Yeah. Like, I see that. I could vividly see that. And I was just like, no, Ani needs an elephant.
Oh, this one's a tough one.
This one is ranking how you would want to live in these fictional. Okay, that's, the question's not correct. The question should be, which of these universes would I want to live in most, not how would I want to live, because it gives me options for universes, but not, yeah, it, okay. So the answer choices are Lord of the Rings, Legend of Zelda, Overwatch, Narnia, and Harry Potter.
I have an idea, and I hope I'm right, because I have logic that goes with this.
I have my answers. Let's see how we did. Okay. Pretty close. You got really close. My answers were Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Legend of Zelda, Narnia, and Overwatch. And yours were Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Narnia, Legend of Zelda, and Overwatch.
Overwatch. I know you. You don't want to live in Overwatch. So I'm like, it's either Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter. So, but like, you want magic. And while Lord of the Rings is magical, I'm just like, there's a lot of, I know Hogwarts is dangerous, but there's a lot more danger in Lord of the Rings.
You know what my deciding factor between the two was? One of them had plumbing.
That's fair.
I put The Legend of Zelda higher because I think it's really pretty, and then Narnia was a little lower because while I've seen all of those movies and stuff like that, the world is just fucking weird as hell. Like,
it's, that's just fair.
It involves Jesus and Santa, and I think the Easter Bunny, so like that one was weird. Ooh, yeah. How would Ani rank these Disney movies? Finding Dory, Mulan, Frozen 2, Moana, and Beauty and the Beast.
All right.
Oh, I was not too far off, to be fair.
Okay.
You had, your answer choices were Mulan, Beauty and the Beast,
Frozen
one.
2, Moana, and Finding Dory. You said Mulan, Beauty and the Beast, Moana, Finding Dory, and then Frozen 2. I really enjoy Frozen 2.
Really?
The first one can go fucking suck it. I hate the first one, but the second one is so good.
See, we've never talked about Frozen, at least Frozen 2. I think the music in it's beautiful, but I've never seen it.
Yes!
But yeah, I was just kind of like, I was more certain with the ones I knew we've talked about before, and then the Frozen 2 and Finding Dory.
It was a toss-up between Moana and Finding Dory, because Moana is very much like the water and like being the person she needs to be for her people and stuff like that. Yeah. But I remember distinctly crying in Finding Dory, because when she finally got home and saw her parents again, I was bawling. I was like, I want my mommy.
I remember you
home.
Crying at it too, which is why I didn't put it as the last one. So yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We are even in our
We
points,
are even
right?
with 3,400.
Rank these flavors.
Green apple, watermelon, blue raspberry, orange, and grape. Well, there's a decidedly last choice.
One of them will kill you.
One of them I have an allergy to.
Oh, watermelon. Okay.
I really like watermelon. My answer choices were watermelon, blue raspberry, green apple, grape, and orange. And yours were blue raspberry, watermelon, green apple, grape, and orange. So not too bad.
I know you. What would you, what would I most want to do with a time machine?
The answer choices are prevent Donald Trump from becoming president, travel to the future, stroke a mammoth, go to a real 80s party, or listen to Mozart play the piano. So your answers were to go to an 80s party, stroke a mammoth, travel into the future, listen to Mozart, prevent Donald Trump from being president. I think I only got one right, but the other ones were all just flipped one. Because I answered stroking a mammoth, going to the 80s party, traveling to the future, Donald Trump, and then listening to Mozart.
See, I want to go to the real 80s party, party my ass off, and then go back in time and just chill stroking a mammoth.
That's fine.
And then go into the future and be like, the fuck do I have to look forward to?
Yeah, it's just like, how far into the future can I travel? Oh, not that far. The planet doesn't exist. Great. Thanks.
Okay, so then I'm going to go back and listen to Mozart and just chill some more. Mm-hmm. And then go back and just get rid of Trump.
There you go.
Entirely. How would Misty rank these animals? An ostrich, a dolphin, a tiger, a house cat, and a moose. Now, is the moose's name Jared Padalecki? Is it Sam Winchester?
No, I think
or an actual
just
moose.
A moose. Just a moose. Moose.
Rank, how do you want to rank them? In like
the order in which I like them the most.
You like them?
The least. We are only separated by 100 points.
Oh, fuck, I got it right.
You did. You got it exactly correct. It is house cat, tiger, dolphin, moose, and ostrich. That is the first one where somebody has gotten all of them correct.
Damn. Rank how these would... playable D&D races.
Okay. I'm going to ask, do you know what all of these are?
I know what a dwarf is, a half elf, and a changeling. What is an Asimar and what's a Kender?
It's a half elf. I think he's... Did you say house elf?
No, half elf.
I think he said house elf.
I said half elf.
An Asimar is an angel. The changeling is the shapeshifter. A Kinder. God, I don't think I've ever seen somebody play one before. Yeah, well, yeah, that's why it was developed in 84. They're short, pointed ears, more traditional, like elf, like in the way like Santa Claus elves, I guess. They're diminutive humanoids that look like humans with pointy ears and diverse. They're short humans with pointy ears and God, I don't, did I get any of them correct?
No, they're all fucking all over the place.
Yeah, they are. Your answers are half elf, changeling, dwarf, Kinder, and Asimar. And my answers were changeling, half elf, Asimar, dwarf, and Kinder. Asimar's
Kinder. Yeah, but I put Kinder a little higher just because I'm like, they... Because I'm thinking, my first thought was dwarf and Kender because they're small. You said mischievous. So I'm like, if I'm small and I'm mischievous, I can cause a lot
of... That's fair. That's fair. I wasn't thinking along those lines. You're beating me by 400 points.
Sorry. I'll try to do worse. How would Misty rank these Marvel movies?
Okay.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Avengers, Age of Ultron, Across the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man, No Way Home, or Spider-Man, Far From Home?
Which one was the first Spider-Man movie? Far From Home or No
with
Way
the,
Home?
With the one with Tom Holland?
Yeah, these are both Tom Holland movies, aren't they? Far From Home and No Way Home?
Oh, yeah. So it's Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home.
Okay.
No, we're going to do this because I don't know how much you like Spider-Man.
It's weird because three of those answer choices are Spider-Man.
I know. Oh, okay. I wasn't that far off. So the only reason I chose Captain America Winter Soldier as your favorite out of this list is because it has Bucky.
That's true. And my cat is named after him. So that's a valid.
That's not to be this because it's Bucky.
My answers are The Winter Soldier, Age of Ultron, Across the Spider-Verse, Far From Home, and No Way Home. And your answer choices were pretty close. You only had Ultron and Spider-Verse flipped. And to be fair, I have not seen Across the Spider-Verse. So I did put it in the middle because I don't like Tom Holland's Spider-Man. I don't have a problem with it necessarily. It's just that of all the Spider-Men, he's not my favorite. So
I really like him as Spider-Man.
I think he makes a good Spider-Man. It's just he's not my Spider-Man. My Spider-Man is Andrew Garfield. Like, and I love
I really like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
He's my favorite Spider-Man. Like, that's my Spider-Man. And the Tobey Maguire ones, like, I liked the first two. The third one was just so bad.
The third one, I remember being in theaters and everyone laughing their ass off.
Yeah, because it was so fucking weird. But, like, I think one of the things about Tom Holland is, like, he's just so young. And I'm just like, eh. And he's the proper age for the beginning of, like, Peter Parker's life and, like, Bernie and stuff like that. It's just that, like, I'm just looking at him, like, people call him, like, attractive and stuff like that. I'm like, he looks like he's 12. I can't.
I know.
It's just like, I think he's a great actor, and I think he's a good person, and I think him and Zendaya are a lovely couple. I can't bring myself to care too much. And also, like, this new generation of Marvel, I just can't bring myself to care.
I know.
Okay. How would Ani rank these fictional universes? Sonic the Hedgehog, Harry Potter, DC, Mario, and Overwatch. I did not do well at all.
Okay. So my answers were Harry Potter, Mario, DC, Sonic, and Overwatch. Why do you think I would rank Overwatch high?
I don't know anything about Overwatch. No. I've never played it. I don't know jack shit about it. I have no idea what the world of Overwatch is. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Like, my number one, like, it should have just been Harry Potter and that's it. That's the only one that counts.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, Sonic the Hedgehog and, like, who the fuck would want to live in that universe? And then Mario, and I'm just like, okay. So, yeah, I did not do
well. I can live in Bowser's Castle. It's fine.
Well, the thing is I got two of them correct, and I still only got 1,000 points. There's been times I've got none of them right, and I also got 1,000 points. So, like, what the fuck?
I have no idea. I don't know how they're ranking this.
No, but you did kick my ass again, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're not. Don't lie to my face. Jesus. No,
how would Misty rank these cartoons? Avatar, The Last Airbender, Steven Universe, Smiling Friends, Adventure Time, and Lego Chima?
I've only seen one of these.
Do you want to skip it?
Yeah, in all honesty, like, I just don't know jack shit about the other ones.
That's fair. The answer is Avatar, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh!
Rank these years.
Never mind. Okay.
2000, 33, 1987, 1897, 2022. The year 33, Ani. The year 33 AD.
Christ died.
Okay.
I hope you understand why I chose this order of years.
I'm not sure I understand why I chose this order of years. Okay. I do believe they're all different. My answers were 2000, then 33, 2022, 1897, and 1987.
I chose 87. Because, you know, it's the 80s, shit was fun. Then 2000, because around that time is when we got some internet and whatnot. Things were picking up. 1897, because why not? Regency era, or fuck it. And then 2022, COVID. And 33, there's no fucking plumbing.
Well, my thought was the 2000s, because you know, that's, like, we were growing up in the 2000s. 33, mm-hmm. because history. 2022, because it wasn't that long ago. And, like, I just gotten one of my degrees, I think. And, like, that was fine. Fair. 1897, because it reminded me of Sherlock Holmes. And I don't care for the 80s, or the 70s, or the 60s. So.
Okay.
So, like, the 80s went last. Which one would Ani most likely have as a pet? A spider, a seal, a frog, a panda, or a pig?
I'm going on the assumption of the previous.
Yeah, like, it doesn't
money
matter.
And space were not an issue, yeah. My first choice would not be a spider!
I could so see you having something super poisonous to threaten people with. Panda, Your answers were panda, seal, pig, frog, and spider. And mine were spider, panda, seal, frog, and pig. I could just see you, like, pulling out this gigantic tarantula-looking thing and just being like, here, you want to see it?
The only way I will touch a big spider, like, I was at trivia last night, and there was a little baby spider on the desk, like, on the table. And I literally put my finger in front of it, and it was on my finger, and I walked it to the wall, and I put it on the wall. Done. I barely felt it on my finger, but a bigger spider, like, it's gotta fucking talk to me, so I know where it is at all times, because the second I take my eyes off it, it's fucking gone.
I didn't and assume I will lose you'd my let mind. It roam around the house. I figured you'd have a terrarium for it. And I figured maybe you would use it to, like, torment people with.
Well, no, because I'm thinking if it's gonna be my pet, like, if, like, I would put it on my shoulder or, like, walk around and do some chores or whatever. Mm-hmm. But again, if it's a big-ass spider like that, I need it to be talking so I know where it is.
You need Aragog.
I need to know where the fuck it is on my person. I need to be able to hear and see it.
I wasn't expecting you to, like, want to put it on, like, yourself, but I was expecting you to want to, like, take it out and, like, to visitors that maybe you don't necessarily care for.
That's how I open the door and greet people. It's just, like, welcome.
Yeah, like, as people are passing by your room, you're just holding the spider out by their face. Like, that was my 100% assumption. It's just like, yeah, no, Ani would torment people with a spider.
I would, if I could stomach touching them, yeah.
That's fair. That is valid.
But come on, a panda.
Oh,
you can just snuggle with that. And they're stupid. I know, stupid.
They're so cute and stupid.
We'd get along just fine. Snacks. How would you rate these snacks? Pirate's booty, barbecue chips, Pringles, beef jerky, and Lay's potato chips.
What the hell is pirate's booty?
Popcorn.
Oh.
It's really good popcorn. Rate these snacks.
Pringles is so big because it has so many flavors, but yet there is the flavor of barbecue chips up here.
I don't know. We've never talked about snacks like this.
Yeah.
So, your answers were Pringles, Lay's, barbecue chips, pirate's booty, and beef jerky. My answers were, I thought it'd be barbecue chips, Pringles, pirate's booty, potato chips, and beef jerky.
I don't care for popcorn. Like, it's okay, but I don't particularly care for popcorn.
Man, white cheddar puff popcorn, I can
lose. I do on. like flavored popcorn, like cheddar popcorn, but I was thinking of just like standard popcorn.
Oh.
I don't care for popcorn.
Because pirate's booty does have like the white cheddar, regular cheddar, this, whatever. They're the puffy ones. Mm. Oh, I love it. Who would I want to fight the most in a 1v1?
Ella, Gandalf, Dan Bogue?
I don't know who that is.
Markiplier or Ryan Reynolds? Why would you want to fight Markiplier? Why would you want to fight Ryan Reynolds? Ella, who are we assuming Ella is? Like Ella from Ella Enchanted?
That was my first guess. We're just going to go with that. I don't know. Who would I want to fight the most?
Who is Dan Bogg?
I don't want to fight any of them.
Google doesn't know. I Googled him and like there are no search results for Dan Bogg.
So we're skipping this because I would not want to fight any of them because I would.
Okay.
Misty is writing an essay.
What a 10-page essay. What is the most likely topic? The American Revolution, a paper on how to write a paper an hour before it's due. Greek mythology. Fall Guys rot your brain confirmed. Why this game literally sucks.
How do you want to rank this?
The one I'm most likely to do is the one with the thumbs up.
The one that you would most willingly be willing to write or the least willing to write?
The one I wouldn't mind writing about the most.
Okay.
Versus the one that I just wouldn't want to do.
Oh, wow.
Well, we both got Greek mythology right as the first one.
And I would have then, thought you'd be
so sick I had of Greek mythology, the American Revolution. I am, but it would be easy for me to write than a lot of the other ones where like how to write a paper about a paper, I would have to figure out what the fuck I was doing. The Fallout guys would require a lot of research, or the Fall guys, because I don't know anything about them. And then 10 pages on why this game sucks would just be a huge pain in the ass. Because I would have to, I don't have strong enough opinions about this game to rant for 10 fucking pages.
But I figure that if you found something that you really didn't like, you would find 10 pages to bitch about something.
Yeah, it's just that I don't have those kinds of strong feelings about this game. So
fair.
You would be correct in a different, if it was something more that I didn't like.
Okay. All right. Which of these things would I most want to own? Again, no reselling. 2 pounds of weed. A 15 meter tall flagpole with the flag of your country on it. A sentient robot, an unlimited visa for a country of your choice, my own museum about myself that I would want the most to own. This should be easy. Let's see how much you got right.
Not at all. Not really.
That's one right, though. That's true. Unlimited visa for a country of my choice.
An unlimited visa. I did think you would put a sentient robot a lot higher because I thought maybe that would be cool because it could literally be anything. Like, you could have fucking Optimus Prime if you wanted.
If it's a sentient robot in this day and age, I do not want Skynet in this house.
That's valid. That is valid.
I have enough Skynet in this house with my phone and my computer and whatever. Like, I don't need...
That's fair.
...a living Skynet.
Then, so you had the visa, the 2 pounds of weed, the sentient robot, a museum about yourself, and then the flagpole. I put the museum about yourself last because I just figured that would be so awkward of being in a museum and people are walking around staring at hundreds of, like, photos of you while you're standing there would be the weirdest fucking thing to experience.
Which me. I'm not so narcissistic to want a museum of myself, but at the same time, I do not need nor want a 15-meter pole with the American flag in my front house.
I was thinking you would put the Armenian flag on it, to be fair.
It says the flag of your country.
Yeah, but, like, you could put the Armenian flag on it. Like, that wouldn't have been a big deal. Like, I wouldn't have wanted a giant American flag on it, but I thought you might, like, at least, like, of... Between that and having to walk around a gallery full of hundreds of pictures of yourself, I did figure you would take the Armenian flag. So.
I'll change it to Armenian flag. So I'm like, I don't want the American flag with the 50 states on it.
No, but that was where my thought process went for that one. So should we do this one or switch it to a different one?
Okay, yes, because I know the last one. This is gonna be fun.
Rank by attractiveness: Ryan Gosling, Chris Pratt, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Vin Diesel, and Jack Black. These are terrible choices.
Let's see if I get any right.
Physical attractiveness or overall? Just attractiveness overall? In general. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
Really? You didn't put Ryan Gosling at the end?
No, I didn't because there were worse choices.
I put him at the end!
I can't fucking stand Ryan Gosling, but, like, I can't react into fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So. Yeah. You put Vin at the end and I put him in the beginning.
I don't find Vin Diesel at all attractive. At all. Like, Jack Black, at the very least, I find hilarious. He would be a lot of fun to hang around. And so, like, he was my number one. Then it was Chris Pratt, Ryan Gosling, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Vin Diesel. Those were not great choices. I just don't find Vin Diesel attractive, like, at all. Yeah, so, it's just, So far, you have 4,900 points, and I have 4,000 points.
We'll go with this one. Which brands would I shop the most and want an unlimited gift card? CNA, Tommy Hilfiger, Fjällräven Kanken, Converse, or Nike?
I only know what two of these are. I don't know the first three at all.
You know what Fjällräven Kanken is. It's those backpacks, the little monkey with attached to it. No? Okay.
What is this? Okay. All right, well, this is a fucking shot in the dark, so... I don't know.
As long as you can get the first one right.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Hey! Not that fucking...
I didn't do too bad. I got the first two. Converse, and then the monkey bag, and then your choices were Nike, Tommy,
and whatever the hell CNA is.
Yeah, we both went with CNA last, because I just don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. I didn't do too bad, actually. So, like, that's pretty cool. Rank countries. These countries. Okay.
All right. Well, I know where the first one is.
So the answer choices are USA, Japan, Italy, Canada, not Canada, Canada, and Germany. So
let's see. Oh, Germany's at the very end.
So my answers were Japan, Italy, Canada, the United States, and Germany. I chose Germany to be last because I'm so fucking sick of learning about their history in every single fucking history class that I have to take. And also, nobody just needs that many letters in a word. No one needs like 15, 20, 25 letters in a word. I appreciate the inclusion of words like Schadenfreude that are interesting and have great meaning to words we don't have in English. However, nobody needs that many letters in a word. No one.
No?
No, nobody. No.
But I love the word for butterfly in German.
What's the word for butterfly in German?
Schmetterlinge.
It's just so fucking bizarre. And I'm just...
Do you know what ambulance and hospital are?
I've heard it's like Krankenwagen or something like that for the
ambulance. Yeah, Krankenwagen is the ambulance and the Krankenhaus is the hospital.
Germany, what are you doing?
I love Germany.
What are you doing, Germany? It was really kind of a toss-up, Germany or USA, but like I'm so fucking sick of learning about World War I and II, Germany. So like...
That's fair, but I figured you just wouldn't want to be living in the US anymore.
That's fair, but having to try and fucking learn German? No. I can't.
I'd go that bad.
I've known people who've taken German.
Fair.
Okay.
Okay. A genie grants me wishes, but I'm not sure how many I get. What are we wishing for first? My options are 5 golden retriever puppies, 5 kittens, more genies, to go back in time to any point but be stuck there until I die.
Does that mean you will relive the same day over and over and over again? Or do you just have to, like, go back there and then you move forward and through time?
And I think I would just move forward in time.
Okay.
And the ability to never have to sleep again.
We suck at this so much. I don't think any of them fucking match.
Was Misty would say more genies, which means more wishes.
Well, I went with, like, what you would want most. And, yeah. So, you went with more genies, 5 kittens, golden retriever puppies, the ability to never sleep again, and then to go back to an appointed time. And I did think you would like that one more, just because you could just pick a point, like, in your past and, like, re-inhabit your body from that point and then just move forward. And, like, you could just make different choices if you wanted to or whatever. Like, I don't know, hitting somebody with a car that you didn't before. Okay, to be fair,
but see,
not, here's the thing. Not dating certain exes.
I would change so much about my life. I know. But I'm thinking, if I was to go back in time to any point, I have to be stuck there. If I want to go back in time, I want to be able to come back.
Yeah. Having to, like, if you went back too far and you had to relive fucking high school.
Because I'm thinking I want to go back to, like, Victorian era England.
Or, like, having to start college over again. Oh, my God. The prospect of doing, like, another... decades worth is just awful sound. Hey, I won one.
You won this round.
I did. I finally won one. Yay. We discovered we make some interesting choices. We also realized there are some very oddly mundane things we've never discussed, like chips. And just random ass flavors of anything. So that's interesting. Yeah, so some of those categories, no. There's a couple of things like that are getting edited out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the fuck wrote some of these decks, but y'all need help.
It's been written all across, like, in different countries and languages, and I'm just like, man, some of this shit's nasty.
Yeah, really, really nasty. I will admit, the first round that we played, the first two rounds you and I played before recording were just so normal. And then, like, the first round we played recording, it's just...
False sense of security.
It's just like oh.
This looks, you know, this seems hopeful. Nope.
Yeah, and then it just got real weird and with overly personal things. Neither of us probably wanted to know about the other person. And it's just like,
Had this been, what, 8 years ago? I'd be talking to you about it left and right and just be like, why? I don't care.
I'd just be like, huh? Is this what people talk about?
This is what normal people talk about? No. No, like, that should have been your first sign that I am not normal.
Well, to be fair, it worked well.
It did work.
It confused me, but it was worth it. So, like, okay. But, yeah, like, now, I mean, so but we've learned that we...
Kind of, sort of know each other. We know
each other in the ways that make sense. Like, I think the arguments that we both made for our answer choices are very logical, and they make a lot of sense. Like you argued with the countries and stuff like that, and like where I would live. Like, yes, that makes complete sense. And I can definitely see how you got to those points, or like the gift giving on my end. Like, it's just like, no. But also how we interpreted the questions was different too.
Yeah.
So we got more accurate, I think, the more we discussed how we interpret the questions. So that helped. But also, we realized we probably just don't talk about the mundane little shit, like chip flavors.
Not really. Because we're just like, yeah, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
And we don't encounter mundane situations very often because we lived in two fucking different states.
It's true.
Different with like Erin, who you have like lunch with or dinner with or whatever with all the time. She might know your chip flavor preferences, but you and I have only eaten in the same space a handful of times.
True.
So, you
this
know.
This is true.
Like, I know you like ramen, but I don't know that you like it that much that you go all the time, because I'm not there to go to dinner with you. So, you know, or like the fact that watermelon is one of my favorite flavors. How would you know that? You have never seen me eat it or anything watermelon flavored.
It's true.
So, you know, like it would likely for these like everyday kinds of questions probably be way more accurate with like you and Erin. Mm-hmm. But for the weird, like, plot bunny, like, crazy shit, I think you and I are pretty accurate.
Yeah, we're pretty accurate on the deep shit.
Yeah. So, because, like, there's no reason you would know that I really want to go to, like, a dark sky park. We've literally never discussed it. But I do remember you telling me that you cried watching Finding Dory. So, you know, like, it's just one of those things. So, I don't think we did too terribly.
No, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, so I think, and you kicked my ass several times, except for the last one, so.
I tried. I think I know her.
I don't think, like, you demolished me in any but one. There's one of them, like, you kicked my ass by, like, 2,000 points. So, but the other ones I think I did respectably well.
You did.
All right, I will let you go. Thank you guys also so much for listening to
us ramble and find out interesting things about each other.
Yeah, like it was a lot of just conversation and while playing a game that until about 5 minutes before we started recording, Ani and I had never heard of. So, but yeah, we will catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week for more fuckery, because we have some serious questions and concerns.